SBS Radio.
Fossilised bones of the largest animals to roam the Australian continent since the age of dinosaurs, and the best preserved specimens of megafauna ever found, have revealed some of their secrets. Dr. Scott Hocknell from the Museum of Queensland leads a team that's just published their findings in the prestigious peer-reviewed journal Nature Communication.
The Australian megafauna were enormous. These things were gigantic animals, huge crocodiles, huge lizards, and a 3-ton wombat. So we're talking about these amazing animals that lived, prospered, and then went extinct.
The fossils show evidence of the prehistoric circle of life, crocodile teeth marks in the bones of a giant new species of kangaroo. Rare specimens were preserved in an ancient waterhole in central Queensland, where Dr. Hocknell says the crocodiles once feasted.
Imagine this is a 40,000-year-old crocodile's dinner plate. These animals are coming down to the river to drink, the billabongs, and they're getting absolutely smashed by gigantic crocodiles, 6 metre long freshwater crocodiles. These are broad-snouted new species of crocodiles that aren't like the saltwater crocodile. And they're taking the prey into the water, ripping them apart, and the bones are being flung everywhere.
The huge predators and their prey coexisted for at least 20,000 years with Aboriginal people. Their descendants discovered the bones more than a decade ago during a cultural heritage survey of the site of BHP's South Walker Creek coal mine. Lorana Mitchell is a traditional owner and chair of the Barada Barn Corporation. She says the find is connecting them with their country.
I guess when we look at the rock arts, you know, rock paintings that are in our country, and then you see how big, like in some places, the rock art is, the pictures of the animal are quite bigger than the human. So sort of, you know, little things like that make sense as well. Okay, so they weren't just painting it because they were bigger. They were actually quite bigger.
The bones of Australia's largest kangaroo ever discovered were uncovered by scientists, 3 metres high, along with 12 other species. Dr. Hocknell says the evidence is this megafauna became extinct not because of Aboriginal hunting, but climate change ahead of the last ice age.
Understanding our past helps us look into the future. And what we can see is that with major environmental change that's sustained, the big animals, the top dogs, the big predatory animals, the apex predators like us, don't survive.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.